Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the At Large Capacity Building Working Group call on the 12th of September 2013. On the call today, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Darlene Thompson, Carlos Aguirre, Pastor Peters, Kiranush Vardanyan, Hijan Benjima, Jolie McPhee, Ariane Mouchal, Naveen Kashatian, Devin Antilok Singh, Oksana Prigotko, and Juan Manuel Rojas. We have apologies from Maureen Hilliard. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Carlos Reyes, and myself, Natalie Peregrin. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Gianni.
Thank you, Natalie. So we will start our call with item 3 of the agenda, which is activities for the upcoming period. As you know, we have one very urgent obligation, if you want, which is the preparation of the ALSs for the Atlas II summit. And this is something that is really urgent because we are very close to the summit and we need to define what kind of support or of capacity building we have to give to the ALSs. What is the minimum requirement we need to give them, if we want? We need them to get before the summit, and so in this case we have, as you know, we have a survey on the wiki, a survey that was updated, and there is a proposal for update of this survey on the wiki too. We didn't receive any, any comment, which is except the one from Sala. She said that this survey is not the last edition; it is not the last version. And we asked the other. She asked the others, and no one gave another version. So we still have this version on the wiki, and I have proposed an update of this version, not a very deep change, but some things added to this survey. It is on the comment, and the capacity building working group need to decide on the survey. We need to finalize it very soon, so that we can send it to the ALSs and get the result and analyze them so that we can proceed for the capacity building for the summit, for the Atlas II summit. So for this point, is there any comment, any suggestion? Yes, I want to say also that Sala said that the two survey, the survey of the Atlas II and the survey of the capacity building, are not the same. They are different, and she is right. I was mistaken when I said most of the elements of the survey are the same. I wanted to say some of those elements are the same, but it is not the main point. The main point is, for me, is it is better for the ALSs to receive a single survey, perhaps with different parts, it doesn't matter, but a single one, so that they will not get confused receiving several surveys at the same time. This is the point I wanted to raise. So now, is there any comment, is there any suggestion? Dev, do you have any suggestion?
Thanks, okay. Tijani. This is Dave speaking. Let's see, am I unmuted?
Yes. No, you are unmuted, and I hear you very good.
Oh, good. Sorry. Go ahead. Thank you. Yes. I saw your proposed modifications. There's something that you had said in the comments, which this is under level of participation. You have rate of active members attending the face-to-face attending the face-to-face meetings and the rate of members participating in other kind of meetings. I'm not too sure what you mean by rate of active members or rate of members participating. Are you speaking of, could you clarify what you meant by that?
Let me see. I forget what I put on the comment, but I will see it and I will respond to you. Okay.
Sure.
Olivier, I will answer your question. Olivier, you have a comment?
Yeah, thanks very much, Tijani. It's Olivier Capanoglou from the transcript. I'm just looking at the two surveys, and I think the work of the capacity building working group survey is pretty excellent. It's very complete, and it's got a lot of questions to it. Equally, the survey which was developed for the Atlas II, I think, is very close to being ready to be sent out. The concern I have is that the Atlas II survey is specifically geared at finding out the position of the ALSs with regards to the actual summit and asks many questions with regards to the summit itself. So, for example, what kind of activities at the summit do you think you would help your ALS? And although the answer might be in essence similar to the answer that you would get by another question being asked in the capacity building survey, the concern I have is that the capacity building survey is somehow longer than the survey for the summit, and we really need to get that survey out and the answers in for that summit as soon as possible. We're already nearly 2 weeks behind on our proposed schedule that we had worked on in Durban, and so I'm a little apprehensive about bringing the two surveys together. I'd rather see one go out ASAP and then perhaps wait another month to polish up the capacity building survey and have that one then sent out, so as to maybe, judging from the answers we receive on the summit survey, we might wish to add additional questions that might focus on a few points in the capacity building survey itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Olivier, you know, you are right that it is very urgent to send the Atlas II survey. But I think that it is more urgent to send the capacity building survey now, because we need this survey to know what kind of capacity building we need to give to the ALS before the summit. So, and after that, we have to get to send the survey, to get the result, to analyze them, and then to decide on the kind of capacity building we have to give to the ALSs before the summit, and implement a capacity building program for the ALSs before the summit. While for the Atlas II, this survey will be used to define the program for the summit. So I think that it is more urgent to get the capacity building survey done now. Very, very urgent. What do you think about that?
Well, Tijani, it's Olivier again speaking. If you think both of them are very urgent, then let's have them out as soon as possible. The concern I have is that by having a capacity building survey, which is a much longer survey than the summit survey, I don't know how much response we will get and whether it will take more time for ALSs to answer the capacity building survey than the summit survey. And definitely, if we're going to combine the two together, that's going to make it a very long survey. That's the concern I have, the response and the response time.
Okay,
now, if you're telling me that you can put the two surveys together within a week and this time next week the survey goes out to the ALSs and we've streamlined them so that we don't have repeat in the questions, then that might work. But it's just a matter of the amount of time it will take not only to have a combined survey, but also for the ALSs to respond. Thanks.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you very much. Darlene?
Darlene Thompson for the transcript. Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, very good.
Darlene Thompson for the transcript record. Listening to the conversation, if they are both that urgent, number one, I'm against sending them all out at almost simultaneous times because I think you will have a lot of confusion within the ALSs. They'll fill out one and not the other, and I think you'll get very poor responses. If it's at all possible to combine them, even if it does make for a rather long survey, I think that you'll get more responses, especially if they know that they must complete the survey in order to go to the summit. So even if it's a rather long one, you know, so be it. Because I'm very concerned about putting two surveys out within a week or two of each other because of the confusion factor, and I just think that a lot will get missed. So I guess further to what Olivier was saying, if we can do it in a week and combine them both, let's do it. Other than that, I think there should be about a month's lapse time between the two surveys to make it obvious that they are two very separate surveys so that you will get adequate responses for both of them. Thank you.
Hello, Pastor Peters. Hello, Pastor Peters.
Yes, moment, Pastor Peters. Thank you, Darlene. Thank you. So if I understood you well, we may have the best is not to make the ALSs confused with two surveys at the same time. We are aware of the urgence of both surveys. So perhaps we may shorten the capacity building survey. I propose a survey with three parts. First part is the identification of the ALS and the general question about the ALS. Second part will be Atlas II, and third part will be capacity building. And we will try to make our questions for the capacity building shorter than we have now. This is a proposal. Now, Pastor Peters, please go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, very good.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused here. Reason being that I want to believe the Atlas II summit is different from the main ICANN summit. I want to be correct at least. I believe we're having both the Atlas summit, that is for ALS summit, and then the main ICANN conference. All the same period in London next year. Am I right?
No, Pastor Peters, Tijani speaking. If you consider the meeting of ICANN, the three meetings per year of ICANN as summits, it is different. They are not summits, they are meeting of ICANN. And we are speaking about a summit of the at-large community only.
Okay.
It is a summit of the at-large community, and this summit will happen in parallel with the ICANN meeting in London. Is it clear?
Okay. Yeah, it's clear. So fine. If that is so, our own interest should be the capacity building for ALS from all the regions. So if our major concern for the Atlas, for the ALS is the capacity building for the various ALSs, as well as all the regions, then I would want to say that the survey that is to go out, it has for us, we are coming to that meeting because we want to build our capacity. And so we would prefer to answer to dwell more on the survey that would deal directly with our capacity than the general survey that has to do with the general ICANN conference. It's our opinion, it's our position that unless and until the capacity of the various KLSs are abused, there will be no or no meaningful contributions by these KLSs in the ICAP summit. Because from my own experience, from the two or three ICAP summits I've attended, you discover that because of the technicality of the series of sections that is heard, sends members of the ALS who are attending either as fellows or who are attending or one sponsorship or the other are kind of confused because it's not nowhere keeping. But if the capacity of the ALS are developed more, especially with this conference coming up for the period, that is, all the ALSs who are coming because they're going to be sponsored for the project should concentrate on the main capacity building. I think that would do us better. So in essence, I will propose or I support that we have two subjects. One, dealing with the capacity for the ALSs so that we're able to identify the strength and the weaknesses of the various ALSs. And then the second subject, general survey for the ICANN meeting itself. So we do a kind of preference here. A bit more on the capacity building for ALS is nothing that will be done to main conference. So that is my submission.
Thank you, Peters. I have to confess that I didn't understand very well because the quality of the line is not good. But tell me if I am mistaken. I understood that you are for a capacity building for the ALSs before the summit, so that they will be well prepared to participate effectively. Is it?
Yes, that is our position.
Okay. Thank you. So that is exactly.
Jishani Ali El Mishan.
Ali, go ahead, Ali.
Yes, thank you very much. This is Ari Al-Mishal for the transcript. I would join, the view of not to send two surveys together because this is, again, too much confusing, which I totally agree. And the responses out of two surveys are definitely will be too much for. So having them combined in one and shortening them as well, that would help a lot, because if our objective is to get a response, then we have to go the direction that could be accepted from the majority of ALS. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ali. That's very clear. Okay, so I don't know if this proposal is acceptable. We will work on the survey together, all together. But I would like some of the working group commit to work on the survey this week. Next week. And give, before the end of the next week, another version. I am ready to work on it. I will work on it, and I want others to commit with me to work on it, to have it shorter, and to try to work with Wolf to combine both surveys so that we get three parts, one common part, the first one, and then a part for the Atlas II and a part for the capacity building. Is it acceptable?
Sorry.
Carlos Aguirre
is raised his hand.
Moment, Carlos. I will give you the floor, Carlos. Moment, please. Yes. Peter, okay. What do you want to say?
I want to suggest that you forward, if you can forward again to all the members of the working group, the two surveys in draft for us again, then we can look at it and then have input and then forward to you and preparing your own input.
Okay. Frankly speaking, I don't hear you very good, so I don't understand exactly what you said.
Can you hear me? Can you forward the two surveys? Can you forward the two surveys again?
Yes, I will. No, wait, Pastor, Peter, our duty is to work on the capacity building survey. So I will forward you the capacity building survey, and we will work on it to make it shorter and to and then we will work with Wolf, who is in charge of the Atlas II survey, so that we try to combine them and make them only one survey. Okay, Carlos, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very good.
Thank you. Carlos Aguirre speaking. I'm reading here the Oksana, what said Oksana in the chat room. She said the survey tried to build ties between ALSs. But I think it's not the goal for this survey in this moment. I think we need to plan the Atlas II and the capacity building in this event. So I agree with Olivier when he said we need a short survey, and agree with your proposal also. Tijani, because dividing three parts the survey maybe will be more efficient. I think we need last urgent this survey. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carlos. Thank you, Carlos. Okay, any other comment? Dev, what do you think about this particular point? You are my co-chair, so we work together on it. Dev?
Thank you, Tijani. This is Dev. I agree with trying to, you know, have break the survey into three sections. One with the general the general ELS information, contact information. Then the Atlas Summit survey questions, and then our capacity building questions. And if we have to shorten our capacity building questions so that it's not too long, then I think we should go for it. I do agree with Olivier that the time is of the essence. We are 2 weeks behind the issuing of the surveys for both Atlas and this one. So we have to really work very quickly and get it done well by next week. I agree with Darlene, and I see Oksana as well, and a few others on the call. Let's combine them.
Okay, thank you. Dev, since you are here, you asked me a question about article of points on the survey, our survey. Is it 2.2.1,
2.2.3, 2.2? Correct. Those are the ones. I didn't understand what you meant by the read of members.
Okay, I will answer your question. Dev, can you permit me to answer your question by written, by email?
Sure.
To have time don't lose time for this particular point.
No problem.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Tijani Benjamin. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. Comment with regards to if you wish to bring the two surveys together, it might be worth also asking for Wolf's point of view, basically.
Yeah, sure.
Wolf's point of view, obviously, because he has led the work on the Atlas II survey, and so obviously we'd need his agreement on this as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure, Olivier, it is what I said. I said we will work on our survey to shorten it, but in the meantime, we will get in contact with Wolf and discuss with him the way we will try to make it a single survey. And if he has a strong disagreement in this case, even if I don't agree, if I feel it confusing for the ELSs, we will not fight. We will try to get agreement. If we don't have agreement, it is not a problem. Okay?
So make it an action item.
Yeah.
Yes.
And let's get going.
Yes. We have already two action items. The first one is that a group of this working group will work on our survey to make it shorter and to finalize it during the next week. The second action item is for the capacity building working group chair and co-chair to contact Wolf Ludwig and discuss with him, try to convince him to make them one single survey so that the ALSs will not be confused. Is it clear, Natalie?
Hi, Tijani. This is Carlos.
Yes, Carlos. Go ahead.
Could we clarify who is a part of the subgroup of the working group? Who's going to shorten the survey?
I already volunteered, and I am
okay.
asking for the other members to volunteer so that we can work together during the next week.
I'll volunteer. This is Stephen Hunt.
Okay, Dave. So Tijani, Dave. Who else?
Volunteer Carlos Aguirre.
Oh, who spoke now?
Carlos Aguirre is volunteer.
Ah, Carlos. Yes, Carlos. Carlos Aguirre. I cannot see what Oksana is writing.
I think she's saying she's dropped.
Oksana has written in Cyrillic characters, which is a bit difficult to read.
Yeah.
Look, first I thought it was my eyes that went wrong. Yeah, no.
Disconnected. So, Natalie, please, can you dial her out again? Natalie?
Tijani, it's Olivier speaking. This usually all happens automatically.
Okay, very good. So, we will go to the next agenda item. The next agenda item is the other activities. So we spoke about the preparation of the LSS for the Atlas II the summit. And there is a point that we didn't discuss. What is the minimum requirement we need to bring the ALSs to? Because we will try to build the program for capacity building for them. But what is the minimum we need to reach? Does someone has an idea about it? I mean, do we need them to know everything about GTLDs, for example? Do we need them to know everything about, the policy development process? Do we need them to know about other policy points, or do we need them to know more about how ICANN works? I see that this is... Ah, okay, Olivier. No, it's not Olivier. Carlos, please.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. Carlos Aguirre speaking. I think we need to start with the principle of the Internet governance.
Okay.
What's about is ICANN and what work about. So this is the start for to start, And then I agree with you, it's needed to explain to the all ALSs what is the PDP. I think is a good idea what you say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay. So I know it is something for reflection, so perhaps by email you can tell what are the field, the area you need, you think we need to build the capacity for the ALSs. So I go to the next point, which is the other activities. For sure, our capacity building working group will not work only for the summit. It will, we have other activities, and we are planning other activities. So we have to program periodic learning modules. That is my point of view. And we have to provide specific capacity building program for specific needs. So we have two, in my point of view, we have two duties. The first one is to make a periodic learning capacity building modules, and also to respond to any specific need by a specific program for this need. This is my point of view. Is there any other point of view? What do you think about it? Yes, please. Okay. You are okay, Carlos. Thank you. Okay. I don't see any disagreement.
Well, this is Dave.
Yes, Dave, please.
Okay. Thank you. Dave Nance speaking. When you say periodic learning modules, do you have an idea of how periodic? Is it like...
Yes.
Once every 2 months, once a month, you know.
Yes. This is something that we have to decide on. But the most important thing is that is to keep the ALSs, formed, always with a capacity building. All the time. Why? Because we have always a new policy points, and we need to tell the ALSs about those policy points, the policy issues. We have to give them the information and give them the knowledge about these points. So I think that this is a work which is periodic, since we have always new things in ICANN. And when I say specific program, it is for specific need. If we have a specific need, if we think that, for example, for the WHOIS, our ALSs don't know anything about WHOIS, we need a capacity building module for the WHOIS, we will do it. It is not periodic, it is a specific point. Or if, I don't know, if we have another summit or another, or if, suppose we have the next IGF, and... we need our ALSs to be aware about what is the internet governance. So we can give them a specific capacity building module about the internet governance. This is what I mean by specific and by periodic. And periodic, the period is not in my mind defined. It is something that we have to discuss, and we have to decide on together.
Okay.
So for this, we will use all the tools, all kind of tool for capacity building. We will use, for example, the online platform, which is now available, which is something fantastic, because we didn't have it before, and now we have something which is well done, if you want. We will use also webinars when needed. We will use, and if we need a face-to-face capacity building, we may do it, but we have to have the budget for it. So we will use any kind of tool for capacity building. And the implementation, when we will do our capacity building, our activities for capacity building, we will make the implementation through the ICANN Academy when the ICANN Academy is ready for it. It is the best way to do it. The ICANN Academy has the means for any learning program. We are in charge of defining the need and defining the program and defining the time for this capacity building. So when we have a need, or if we have a periodic program, we will give it to the ICANN Academy and the ICANN Academy will implement it. This is my point of view. And this is something that I am advocating for from since long time. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the way not to duplicate things, not to make everyone do the same than the other. So a lot of efforts. We don't learn a lot from the experience of the others, etc. So this is my point of view. What do you think about it?
Okay, thank you, Darlene. And Carlos, yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Tijani. In my point of view, I think we have two different charts between two groups, ICANN Academy and capacity building have different goals. So I agree with you, it's needed to avoid the duplications work, but I think we need define some things in order to share the work with academy and capacity building working group. Is my point of view. Thank you.
Exactly, Carlos. We are in agreement. We will prepare everything. We will do everything for the capacity building that we need to do. But the implementation, if you want, the implementation, the machine which will execute this work will be the machine which is always in charge of doing the same thing. So we will have more efficiency and we will have, I think, better results. Okay. Thank you, Carlos. Okay. So, if we are all in agreement, we can go to the item number 4 of our agenda, which is the interaction with the Atlas II we spoke about, working group, and the regional secretariat. Why we need to have this interaction with them? Because for the next summit, for the Atlas II summit, we need to make our ALSs ready for this summit. And to do so, we need the effort of our working group, the capacity building working group. We need the effort of the Atlas II summit working group and the effort of the regional secretariat effort. The three groups have to work together to reach this goal. It is not easy. I feel it. It is very difficult. We will have difficulties to do it. It is not easy, but we need to do it. It is really necessary for the summit to be successful. If we need the summit to be the summit of every ALS, we need to do this capacity building. We need to make them ready for the summit. And I think that the three groups have to work together. So we need to have the interaction with those two groups to prepare this capacity building and to, if you want, to facilitate the work. Because without the secretariat effort, without the RALOs, if you want, we will not be able to implement the capacity building for the ALSs. And without the cooperation with the Atlas II working group, we will not make the capacity building in the right way for the summit, because there is a very strong link between the program, what are the issues to be discussed, etc. in the summit, and what we will give as capacity building program. So this is something that if you agree with me, we will immediately go in contact with the chairs of those groups and try to work together and to have a program together how we will implement this capacity building. Okay, thank you, Darlene. No, I don't see anyone who say no. So we can go to the next steps. So what are the next steps? We said a few minutes ago that the first thing is to finalize the survey and to go in contact with Wolf about the survey. This is the very first thing to do, and we need to do it very soon, during the next week, if you want, during the remaining days of this week and the next week, so that at the end of the next week, we will get our survey ready. We will share it by email with the whole working group. Please answer our email and tell us if you are in agreement, if you want to change anything of the survey. Also, during this week, we have to get the final agreement of the Atlas II working group about merging the both survey, and perhaps to finalize the single survey together during next week. If we manage to send it at the beginning of the not the next week, the week after, it will be a real good performance. So this is first thing. Second thing, we have as soon as the survey is sent, we will need to work with the secretariat, with the RALOs, to encourage the ALSs to answer or to do this survey, to answer the questions of the survey. It is very important that we have the maximum of answers, so that the survey will reflect the point of view of all the ALSs. So, working with the RALOs to push the ALSs to respond to our survey. And then, also we need to define a deadline for the survey. We need to tell the ALSs, you have till this date to respond to this survey. And after this date, we will get the result and we will try to analyze them. So this deadline, we also need to discuss it. And we cannot discuss it today because we don't know when the survey will be sent. We will discuss it perhaps during another call or by email when we have the survey ready to be sent. Yes, Olivier, please.
Thanks very much, Tijani. It's Olivier for the transcript. The deadline itself, I believe, has been set by the Atlas II working group on this Atlas II survey working group, because it has to fit with the overall calendar of Atlas II in the run-up to the actual summit. So since the schedule has slipped by a couple of weeks, you might wish to consult what the Atlas II original calendar was and then find out with the Atlas II working group, survey working group, by how many days the closing date should be shifted. I hope that it's not going to be by 12 days so we don't lose the full length, but if it needs to be done, then it needs to be done. Unfortunately, I haven't got the exact numbers in front of me at the moment, but I'm sure, no doubt you'd be able to find out.
Okay, thank you, Olivier. Sure, the deadline will be decided with the Atlas II working group, because we hope that we will have the single survey, so it's normal that the deadline will be defined with them. But the question is that is how many days we will give the ALSs to respond to the survey. This is the question. Do you have any idea, Olivier?
The Atlas II had found a number. I can't get my hand on it at the moment. Maybe staff will be faster than me in finding that number.
Okay. Okay, it's okay. Yes, Dev. Go ahead, Dev.
Thanks. This is Dave. Sorry, I was on mute. I found the timeline for the Atlas II, and the original intent was to send the survey out at the beginning of this month and have it completed by the end of this month. So that left up like a 1 month. So the duration of the Atlas II survey was 1 month. As Olivia has noted, that the Atlas II survey has not been sent. So, but that was the intent. The idea was to have the Atlas II survey completed by the 30th of September.
Okay. Thank you. I am afraid it will be shortened by 2 weeks. Only
mm-hmm. or going into the next month after. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Darlene. Please.
Darlene Thompson speaking. The Neuralo just has gone through a painful experience of having to do several elections and change our rules of procedure. Of course, changing rules of procedure require 70% of our ALSs to vote. So Matt Ashtiani has very kindly been absolutely out there flogging the ALSs. Like, he can see exactly who has responded. And for those that haven't, like, every day he'd be sending out emails to them saying, you know, you haven't responded to this. We really need your vote. Please vote. Type of thing. And we got well over 70% of our ALSs to respond. So I am wondering if, using that as an example, if you want the secretariats to help in making sure that you get responses to your the surveys, is to make sure that we know who has responded and who hasn't. Then we can badger the appropriate people that haven't and send out directed emails rather than just sending it to the entire list saying please respond to the survey if you haven't yet. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene, for this experience sharing. I really appreciate it, and I know that that Matt is always doing that, and I cannot avoid to thank him for all the effort he do every time there is a vote. So thank you, Matt. Okay, so I agree with you 100%, Darlene, that we will not send the reminder to everyone, even to those who have already responded. And Matt will help us in this thing. Thank you, Darlene. Olivier?
Thank you, Tejani. It's Olivier Crapin-Leblanc speaking. Just to remind you that another point of the Atlas II survey was that it would be a prerequisite for an ALS to attend the summit that they respond to their survey. And that might be a way to get more ALSs to respond.
Exactly. No, exactly. And this is a very, very important point. And I think that it is a very good occasion, if you want, a very good opportunity to know if our ALSs are still alive. You're right. Thank you, Olivier. Darlene, you have your hand up.
Sorry, I'll take it down.
Okay. Thank you. So, Carlos, did you get all the steps I mentioned to put them in the unit? Carlos?
Tijani, this is Carlos. Is this Carlos? Yes. This is Carlos Reyes.
Okay. Did you get all the points?
For following up with the surveys?
Yes, and for the other next steps, if you want, what are the steps we have to do? So I mentioned them one by one.
Right.
Okay? Okay.
Yep.
So, we are almost at the end of the of this call. Item number six, any other business? Is there any other business?
Tajani, this is Heidi.
Yes, Heidi.
Yes, did you wish to ask for a doodle to be sent out to set a regular time to hold these capacity building working group calls?
I didn't understand well.
Did you wish to have a doodle sent out to this group so we can set a regular time, a day and time, to hold these meetings?
Yes, it is a good idea. Yes,
okay.
Please.
So we can make that an action item, please, Carlos?
Yes, please. Yes. Any other business? So, I don't see any hand. So, thank you very much. It was a productive call, and this call is now adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tajani, for chairing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Tajani. Well done.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Tajani. Thanks, everyone. Take care, all.
Bye-bye.